This is episode 14 of Fresh Ubuntu for the week of October 22nd through the 28th, 2006. Time once again for Fresh Ubuntu. We're a proud member of the Blueberry.com social podcasting network. We're also members of many other directories, Podcast Alley, iTunes, and Podcast Pickle, to name a few. This is a weekly podcast about all things Ubuntu, especially aimed towards first-time Ubuntu Linux users. I try my very best to give news and tips to help out and benefit the end user, you. Whew, I'm kind of glad that this week is finally over. I'm recording this on Saturday, and it was a pretty good week this week, this past week. Had a lot of things to do at work. On top of that, I had a bad cold. It's been a rough week. I tried to get as much rest as I possibly could, and, I'm so glad it's over. I'm hoping that next week will be much better. Well, we'll go to the news for the past week. Really kind of a slow week this week in terms of the news and what's going on in the Ubuntu world. As you know, that there's the next release for Ubuntu is coming out soon. We'll get to that in a few seconds. Here's the news for this week. Well, in the news this week, I found a new website. If many of you don't know or don't know already, there is a new website out there for Ubuntu users, first-time Ubuntu users, and it's a website where you will find short video clips that highlight Ubuntu's features and demonstrate how to complete common tasks using Ubuntu. I was just perusing the site, and it's pretty not too bad. There's not a whole lot of clips right now. It has, of course, just started. Just browsing the clips that are on the site, you'll see on the site that there on the left-hand side is the menu, top left, home, about, login, clips wanted, how to contribute, and some troubleshooting things. And further on down, there's a place to browse the clips where you can browse the clips, and they are categorized into one of five places: desktop, install. There's a category for music, a category for photos, and a category for web. Let's check out what's in under the category desktop. And under there, they have about three pages of which there are about three. Anywhere upwards of three screencasts or videos that you can download or see or open up in your browser. Just taking a look, the very first one under the desktop category is Ubuntu is installed, now what? Apparently this is one of the things that you need to go through once you've installed Ubuntu. There's a video about considering Ubuntu, how to remove your desktop wallpaper, add an application launcher. Oh, that's not bad. This is not bad at all. It's, of course, still new. There's not a whole lot of clips in there for you to see, about three or four in each page. Under each category, looks like they have about two or three pages. Yeah, there you go. That's it. It's pretty good. If you have any experience video engineering or screencasting, they have a place where they allow you to contribute your screencasts or videos right here at ubuntuclips.org, and I will post a link on my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. And the next item that we have today, they have just announced on October the 19th Ubuntu 6.10 release candidate. It has been released as of the 19th. Codename, of course, is EdgyEft, and you have the three flavors, Ubuntu, Kubuntu, and Edubuntu. I believe Zubuntu should be also included in that release. You can install the desktop CD server image and an alternate text install mode and upgrade wizards for users of the current stable release. The final release version of EdgyEft, Ubuntu 6.10, is scheduled for release October the 26th, and it will be supported only for 18 months, unlike the current Dapper Drake release, which is supported for 3 years, which is why it is called Ubuntu 6.06 LTS, standing for long-term support. You can use whichever version you wish to use, really entirely up to you. If you want long-term support for Dapper, Dapper is certainly there. So make sure you read the wiki at wiki.ubuntu.com/edgyreleasenotes. This website offers you a way to update through your package managers, and a way to download the ISO images. As soon as Edgy comes out, I will be doing a installation. This time, a desktop installation dual boot system with Windows XP that I currently have on my desktop system. That ought to do it for the news this week. Not a whole lot going on. Although I did read something interesting in the Google forum, or not Google forums, in the Ubuntu forums lately. Some guy, I forgot his name. It's up there in the forums. Some gentleman posed a hypothetical situation in which Google would either buy out Canonical or work with Canonical to help release Ubuntu. He suggested that in the forums there's a vote going on out there. There's several points of for and against the cooperation between Google and Canonical. Makes for an interesting read. There's a little bit of both sides in there, and I don't know. I haven't really. It may be a good idea. It would certainly lend a huge amount of support to really both Google and Ubuntu. But then again, you know, it almost gives Google a lot more power nowadays in the internet world, in the computing environment world. And you know what they say about power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's not even speculation at this point. It's just somebody posing a question to the forum and how people are reacting to it. Something that you should check out. I'll post a link of that forum thread in my show notes at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. And that should be it for the news this week. We will go on to our main segment. Okay, this week we are going to prepare our hard drive to dual boot Windows XP and Ubuntu. And there are some things that you need to do before you install Ubuntu onto the same hard drive as Windows XP is on. Ideally, I think it is best that you, if you don't have another hard drive on your desktop, is to go out and buy one. Relatively cheap nowadays. You can get, 80 gigabytes for about $50 nowadays. Maybe even cheaper. But ideally, that is what you would want to do, is have Windows XP on one hard drive on your system, and Ubuntu on the other hard drive. However, you know, you either don't have a second hard drive or don't feel like you need a second hard drive because you have such a huge hard drive to begin with that is already installed on your system. It is okay in some instances to dual boot Windows XP from the same hard drive. This segment is going to give you some tips on how to prepare your hard drive prior to installing Ubuntu onto that same hard drive. Okay, so some of the things that you ought to do here. Well, the first thing you ought to do is make a backup of whatever is on your Windows XP's drive. Okay? And when I say make a backup, you'll want to do several things. The first thing that comes to my mind when I say backup is, well, I've got Microsoft Word documents, Excel documents, you know, publisher documents that I need to backup. I know that I have plenty of them. I've saved them up through the years. I need to back those up. So you want to make backups of all your Microsoft Office documents. Also, back up your photos. Any music that you may have on your hard drive, movies or videos that you keep around that you enjoy. It's all up to you. So let's see. We have Office documents, your media files. That should include any artwork you have, music files, videos, DVD movies that you have copied, and that kind of thing. So you want to make sure you do at least those kinds of backups, okay? Secondly, if you use Outlook or something like Outlook, you'll want to back up your email archive, okay? So you make a copy of your emails. Thirdly, many of you I know under the Windows platform, if you're anything like I am, I like to download free software, that kind of thing. And so you want to make sure you have, backups of any free software that you have downloaded already. I know you can always go back to the place where you got it and download the thing. You gotta go to the website, wait for it to download, and, some of those things could be 50, 60 megabytes. Make backups of your software that you have downloaded, and you may have the application file, application launcher installation file under a different directory, and you'll want to make sure you back that up. Also, plugins that you use. If you use Firefox, which I think you ought to be using, I think everybody ought to be using Firefox for one thing, which, by the way, the Firefox 2.0 has come out and available for download. I believe I have a link on my website where you can, get Firefox with a Google toolbar in there. So you can get it through there. Go through firefox.com. They'll have the downloads. But anyway, not to get off topic, plugins that you use. You may have plugins for your Firefox, various other plugins for, say, like Winamp that you might need backup of. Other applets, like in your control panel, if you have Tweak UI or if they even have that anymore, those additional control panel applets that you might want to save as well. So what I would do before I start making backups, during your backups, make a little list of those things that you can recall are important to you and things that you need to back up. Once you have that done, run a scan disk on your hard drive. Run your scan disk and make it a thorough one. Make sure it covers every inch of your hard drive, marking the good spaces and the bad spaces. And once your scan disk is finished, you'll want to, I would suggest cleaning out your hard drive as well. And then, once you've done that and cleared up some room, okay, run defrag on it. Okay, defragment your whole hard drive. And just as a side note, Ubuntu and really Linux, you don't have to defrag anymore. So you can say goodbye to defrag. And, I've heard a lot of things about defrag. Some people defrag on a weekly basis, some on even a daily basis, and, some at 6 months intervals. I don't know what the right way to do, what the right interval to defragment your hard drive, but, I do it every now and again when I feel the need to, when I get around to it, usually about 3 or 4 month cycle that I am defragging my hard drive. And that helps to speed things up a little bit. It's a small change. It's a small speed up, but everything helps under the XP system. Windows XP, things tend to get bogged down, so any speed increase helps. Now, a warning, if you haven't defragged your hard drive in a long, long time, it could take up to 24 hours to defrag your hard drive, depending on how large your hard drive is and how fragmented your files are. Of course, it could take a while. Be prepared to let it take a while. Have a good book close, or schedule some errands while you're doing your defrag. Let your defrag run. And once you are finished with that, here's what you can do while you're running your defrag is find all the CDs and DVDs that software programs, software files, software CDs that you may have installed onto your system. Now would be a good time to do it while your system is defragging. Make sure you have those handy because, you know, when you're installing something new, you always, at least for me, I always have this fear that I'm going to ruin something, and 9 times out of 10, it never really gets ruined. It never gets ruined, really. This is just a way to help ease, calm yourself down, calm your fears. If anything ever does go wrong, you will have at least backups of all your documents at a minimum. The more that we add on to that, the better, because we can rebuild exactly how our system was should the whole hard drive crash, should something go wrong and that you have to reformat your hard drive, and that kind of thing. Okay? So, find all the copies of your software that you installed, whether they're on floppies or on CDs or DVDs. Now, I don't know if there's a way to also back up the configuration files of your applications, but if there is a way, you might want to back that up. I apologize, that just came off of the top of my head. There are some things in various programs that I have settings. I have settings for my browser. I have settings for the way Outlook works. I have settings for the way Skype works for me and that kind of thing. You might want to figure out a way or find out, do a Google search, which is my favorite thing to say, my sort of default answer to everything, search it on Google, which my kids are very irritated at. Lately, it's been search Wikipedia for it. You know, my daughter will roll her eyes whenever I say that, but search for a way to back up your configuration files. I just remembered something. Firefox tends to save your passwords if you like to have them saved. So does Internet Explorer, by the way, but since I use Firefox exclusively right now, Firefox has a way to save your passwords. You might want to make a copy of that password file. That would be a good thing. While we're preparing ourselves to install a dual boot system with Windows XP and Ubuntu, we want to make sure that should anything go wrong, we can rebuild at the very minimum Windows XP. Make sure you have a good copy of Windows XP with a current license, of course. Make sure you have one of those. Of course, you'll have to obtain a ISO image of Ubuntu when we start, but this should get us at least to the ground floor right before we do the installation of the next release of Ubuntu, or if it's Dapper that you still want to put on there, that's fine as well. So, just to highlight a few of the things, make sure you scan disk your hard drive, run a defrag, backup important files ranging from documents, media files, emails, software type files, plugins, passwords, and codecs. You might also configuration files, and maybe write down some settings for various programs that you have. And that is the highlight of the past, 15 minutes that I've been talking. Just before we install Ubuntu onto a dual boot, into a dual boot type of environment. Okay? And next week, I will try and run a dual boot installation of Ubuntu. I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to start putting, I'll probably do it with Dapper, because it is a very stable version right now. And then I will do another installation of Edgy a couple of weeks after it has been released. So it will give the chance for the developers and the Ubuntu community to fix some of the bugs that might pop up. And so look forward to that. This ends our main segment, and we will go on now to command line command of the week. This week's command line command of the week is locate. locate, locate. And what locate does is search databases for file names and prints the matches onto your screen. It will print all the matches that contain the pattern that you wish to search for. The text is case sensitive, just in case if you do something with a capital letter in there, you want to make sure you capitalize the letters that are capitalized before you do the search. It will include patterns and the meta characters, and in this case, it will locate the exact match. Now, one thing to know about this is that the asterisk, the question mark, and those square parentheses, open and closed parts, are treated specially. The front slash and the dot are not. Okay. Searches can be conducted against a database of system contents, and that is updated periodically, and usually it's updated daily when you first turn it on your system. And it's updated only once. And so if you do run a command to locate something and you have just recently made a file, made a document, or that file has been just recently made, you'll want to use the update DB command, and that will update the database, the file database. And then you can run the locate to find the recently made file that you want to find. Okay, I'll post the results of my locate in my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. Some of the options that you can use for locate is D, the D option, and it denotes the path of the database that you want to search. It must be colon separated, and what this does is it searches the databases in that path that you specify. The H option, the dash H option, will print the help message and then exit. And there's a version option, and that'll print the version information of locate. So essentially what locate is a it'll find a file for you. Again, the syntax is locate, L-O-C-A-T-E, space, and you can either put an option before your pattern of characters that you want to search for, or you can simply just locate space and whatever you want to locate, whether it's a set of characters that you want to locate, or a pattern, or a file name in this case. Simply just locate space and the file name, and make sure if that file name has a capital in it, locate is case sensitive, so the locate will not locate something, or it will not find something that has a capital letter in it and that you did not specify a capital letter. So it requires an exact match. It will locate an exact match of what you write down in the pattern. So I'll leave the results of my locate in my blog, and have fun with this one. It's a very simple command line command, and useful too, I think. I've had to use it a few times myself. That is the command line command of the week. Locate. All right, we're coming up to the end of this podcast. But before we leave, I want to make sure I get some emails and comments in there. So the first one is Harlem. Get Viagra and Cialis at, whoops, how'd that get in there? Oh, man. All right, not that one. Sorry about that. Here's the next comment. This was left on my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. Someone left this, an anonymous person left this. I got an email from a listener. His name is, my next email is from a listener. His name is Don McFadgen. He says, Harlem, I've been enjoying your Fresh Ubuntu podcasts. Any chance you'll step your listeners through installing a dual boot version of Ubuntu alongside Windows XP? I only have one computer and will likely dual boot the edgy-effed version of Ubuntu alongside my Windows XP in the near future. Any advice you can pass along on your show would be appreciated. Thanks in advance, Don from Victoria, British Columbia. First of all, Don, thank you for listening in, all the way from British Columbia. I'm actually in the Pacific Northwest. I am currently living in Oregon. So we're somewhat close to each other, Don. And, this week, that's what we're doing. I'm doing a, preparation for a dual boot, and, hopefully some of these tips will help, Don. Keep listening, and, we'll have something, we'll get that installation started in the very near future. Thanks, Don. And my next one is an email from a gentleman named Martin Harrison, by a person named Martin Harrison, from the UK. He says, "Hi, Harlem, just found your podcast, or should that be Netcast, the other day. Excellent show. I've also been trying various Linux distros on my ThinkPad R51. Ubuntu is definitely my favorite good operating system, and more importantly, excellent forum support. I moved away start of 2006. Main reason was couldn't get WPA set up and wasn't prepared to move back to WEP. That is, wireless encryption protocols, and, that's what he's talking about. Anyway, let's get back to his email. However, every now and then found myself trying new how-tos I had found, but usually they failed and it was back to XP. Last week, I found another how to set up WPA, and I will post the link, at my blog. That's me, my blog, freshubuntu.blogspot.com. Anyway, he says, "I was blown away. It worked and it was so easy. No messing about with WPA supplicant, etc. Just installed Network Manager GNOME and edited a file and it worked. I really want to and try and stick with Ubuntu this time. I'm sure your podcast and blog will help. Many thanks, Martin Harrison." Thank you, Martin, for subscribing and your very informative email. I'll post that link up on my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. Thanks you all, everyone, for subscribing. Remember, subscribing is free. You can either go to Podcast Alley to subscribe, or at you can subscribe through iTunes and various other podcasting directories. I'm also a part of the Blueberry.com social podcasting network, as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. You can send me comments. You can leave comments at my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com, or you can send me an email at my address. My address is freshubuntu@gmail.com, and I have a link on my at my blog to send me a little tiny voicemail, an audio voicemail, O-D-E-O. It's by audio.com. And it's on my link. It's the very top of the page to your right. And you can send me a little tiny voicemail through that. And that would be great too. And, thank you very much for your emails and comments. Thank you very much for continuing to subscribe. I will speak with you again shortly. Have a great week. And, till then, goodbye.